Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We've always known that opera was psycho. Now someone finally has the guts to call it that. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we look at the so-called psycho opera by indie rocker Karen O. And we'll hear some of it live. Plus, an acclaimed young pianist, Joyce Yang, has a colorful new album. By which we mean it's literally full of color. She stops by our studio with a preview. But first, you might know her as the lead singer for New York City indie rock group The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, whose 2009 hit Zero you're hearing in the background. But frontwoman Karen O, the O short for Orzelek, has recently started leading a new band, a band of wild, moaning, yelping virgins. She's the creator of and main character in Stop the Virgins, a rock-infused psycho opera that's currently running as part of the Creators Project Festival in Brooklyn. Karen O and Stop the Virgins musical director Sam Spiegel are here with me in the studio. Karen, Sam, thanks for being with us on Soundcheck.
Thanks.
Our pleasure.
Let me start with psycho opera, Karen. I mean, I know people have been asking you for a while, what is this? But where did that term come from?
That's the first time I've been asked, actually. I've been... psycho opera came from just a desire to, like... Well, basically, it's been really hard to categorize, you know, what this piece, this project that we've been working on is. And the closest thing that we could really kind of, you know, I guess... coin it was opera, and it wasn't a, I mean, and we wanted to stay away from rock opera because of some of the sort of, you know, I guess, like, it just seemed a bit of a dated term, and psycho opera just fit the sort of psychedelic semi-psychotic, you know, kind of vibe of the project that we're working on.
So, I mean, it has a very psychedelic kind of flavor to it. Does it have an actual narrative? You know, is there an arc, a storyline going through it?
There is. Yeah, there's. It's a loose narrative that's kind of closer to a dream logic than anything else. It's not something that, you know, we're really hoping everyone really follows along with so much. It's more of a ride, emotional ride, and there's definitely an arc in it, but you know, but it's the closest thing is like a sort of dream logic, I'd say.
And Sam, when you started working with Karen on this, you're the music director of something that is some kind of opera. Did you shudder too at the idea of people calling this a rock opera?
I mean, I didn't really shudder, but it, like Karen says, it's really hard to define it. Whenever somebody asks me to describe exactly what it is, it's. There's not really a precedent for kind of the format of the show or what it's like, which I think is something that I really love about it.
And so how do you create a kind of sound world for something that you can't even really describe?
Well, we made the album, you know, we made this album with, you know, me, Karen, and Nick, and a bunch of friends, and that was a really long time ago. We actually made the album in 2004.
So you actually came up with... it was songs first.
Yeah, right. It was the music first. Everything sort of was born out of the music.
And the title, Stop the Virgins, spelled with an E.
Sorry, does that annoy you? Well, the thing is that with that is...
I'm very annoyed. Extremely annoyed.
Well, you know, virgins with an I. It's... The characters in the psycho opera, they're sort of otherworldly, and we just kind of want to make like a slight, you know, sort of, you know, differentiation between virgins with an I.
It almost looked like maybe you were going back to the original Latin or something. we're speaking with Karen O and Sam Spiegel. They are the creators of Stop the Virgins, this psycho opera going on in Brooklyn at the Creators Project Festival. It's at the St. Anne's Warehouse in Dumbo tonight, Friday, and Saturday night. And in this song called Calm, we get a chance to hear a little bit of the action from Stop the Virgins.
He knows you. It's the kind of coincidence I long for. He knows you. Try not to tell him who you are. It's been
from the piece called Stop the Virgins. That's called Calm. You heard Karen O singing. And Sam Spiegel, the music director of Stop the Virgins, what's the band here?
This is from the original record, and this is actually the first time anyone outside of the show or the crew has ever heard it. But yeah, this is the band from the original album, which consisted of a bunch of the people that are in the live show, being, you know, the Greenhorns, the rhythm section from the Greenhorns, Money Mark, Karen and Nick and myself. But, you know, the record was kind of this revolving door of friends coming through the studio and hanging out.
So the record was never released?
The record has not yet been released, yes.
Okay. And Karen, how important is the visual aspect? I mean, you mentioned it's very kind of dreamlike.
Right.
There's a kind of dream logic that takes you through the piece. There's also kind of elaborate costumes, makeup. You wield a lobster claw about a third
right.
of the way through. You
right.
know, how much, what was the kind of the idea behind the visual part of this?
Well, you know, initially when we were recording the music, a lot of the sort of the music was influenced from film and film and genres in film. And there's a spatial element to the music that just really lended itself to, I guess, just like, you know, like kind of a rich kind of visual language. You know, if you close your eyes listen to it, just, you know, you just saw, you know, you just see things. And we just wanted to sort of, I guess, explore that with the production, and hired on a close friend of mine, KK Barrett, who's just a brilliant, you know, production designer who's worked, you know, on some of Spike Jonze's stuff and Sofia Coppola's stuff, and he is just, you know, I mean, he is just, you know, wildly imaginative, mm. and he created sort of the dreamscape, you know, for this, and the visual language, you know, and it's really important. The idea behind kind of bringing this music into, I guess, you know, theater, or I mean, it's such a crossover piece, was really just to create this very, you know, just kind of a original live experience and on so many levels and, you know, multiple levels and mediums and stuff. So the visual aspect was, you know, key to that.
Right.
So.
Now, with the band, with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, you know, you're a very visual performer anyway. Was this a chance to kind of maybe go a step further, you know, something you'd always thought about maybe
yeah.
doing in a rock setting but couldn't?
Yeah, it was definitely a chance to sink my teeth in that way. Yeah, I mean, when you're in a band, you know, you have a lot of restrictions with, you know, having to pack up every night and move from city to city. And this,
right.
you know, we just planted ourselves for a month and couple weeks worth of shows, and we had an opportunity to really kind of amp up the production. So
well, and the production's at St. Anne's Warehouse. It's in Dumbo, Brooklyn, tonight, Friday, and Saturday. It's called Stop the Virgins. And when we continue in a moment, Karen O will perform one of the songs from that for us. You're listening to Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, joined once again here in the Soundcheck studio by Karen O. She's the singer of the indie rock band Yeah Yeah Yeahs, but also the creator of the new opera or psycho opera called Stop the Virgins that recently premiered at the Creators Project Festival here in New York. We've also been speaking with Sam Spiegel, the group's musical director. And Karen, let me ask you, how would you define your role in the course of the opera? I mean, not just as creative behind the scenes, but when you are on stage, what are you doing?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm more or less I'm kind of the narrator, I guess, of what's happening, and you know, I'm singing. I'm what am I doing?
Somebody referred to you as like the den mother to all these writhing virgins on the stage.
I'm sort of like the avatar den mother, you know, sort of goddess and punisher of the virgin characters. So yeah, I wear a lot of hats up there. So
and the lobster claw that we mentioned before.
Exactly.
So this song that you and Jason Crissell are going to do for us, this is an acoustic version of something from the show, right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And what's happening in the show here?
This is officially the third song in the show. And it is a bit of a repose, just a love song, sung really earnestly between me, sort of a goddess character, and the band, who are the gods in the show. So it's just it's a kind of sweet and honest performance. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear a live performance. Karen O, Jason Crissell, and a song called Duet, live on Soundcheck.
Have you seen her when she lied? I should have believed her. Waiting to meet myself inside, she's some kind of teacher. The words from the cover have left my mind like a salt setting under, salt setting under. Wish you could have seen her when she lied. You would have believed her, would have believed her. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me want to die. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wonder. Dozen hearts failing for the one left trying. I'm done for forever, done for forever. Wish you could have seen her when she lied. You would have believed her, would have believed him. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wonder. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wonder. The way you spread your love is just plain wasteful. Can't put my finger on it just to make it tasteful. One reason why, for the sleeping and the sighing, morning through the night, lightning's gonna keep your tears from ever drying. When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me want to die.
When we leave, can we leave goodbyes behind? And if we do, your devotion makes me wanna die. Your devotion makes me wanna die.
That is Karen O and Jason Grissel playing the guitar, singing. The song is a duet from Karen O's Stop the Virgins, which is running at St. Anne's Warehouse in Dumbo, with shows tonight, tonight, Friday, and Saturday, each night at 8 o'clock. And that's a really lovely song.
Thanks.
So Sam was mentioning before, Karen, that you know this was originally an album. So what's next? When the show's run has finished, will you release the record?
Yeah, we definitely want to put the record out there, with who and when. I'm still trying to figure that out, but yeah, we'd love to put it out there. So.
All right. Well, good luck with it and with the rest of the run this week.
Thank you very much.
Karen O, Sam Spiegel is the musical director of Stop the Virgins, Jason Grissel playing the guitar, and thank you all for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thanks.
For having us.